Hello.
The City of Boston and the Massachusetts Broadband Institute wants to hear from you about your experience with internet service, access to devices, and digital skills. To make sure we have a fair representation of your area, this survey is completely anonymous. Now, your feedback is vital to the understanding barriers to internet and device access, affordability, and adoption. Now, would you prefer to continue in Spanish or English?
English.
Thank you. And what is your age?
56.
Thank you. And how would you describe your gender as man, woman, or non-binary?
Woman.
Thank you. How would you describe your race or ethnicity?
White.
Thank you. Okay. What is the highest level of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's.
Thank you. Which of the following plans do you currently have? A data plan for a cell phone?
Yeah.
A home internet service plan?
Yeah.
Thank you. Which company is your current internet service provider? Astound, NetBlazer, Verizon, Xfinity, Starry?
Xfinity.
I'm sorry?
Xfinity.
Thank you. How well does your home service, internet service work? Good enough to meet your needs or not good enough to meet your needs?
Good enough.
Thank you. How would you describe the affordability of your home internet service? Would you say it's very affordable, somewhat unaffordable, or very unaffordable?
Very affordable.
Very affordable? Thank you.
Yeah.
How often do you experience each of the following in your home internet connection? Would you say your experience is dropped connections? Is it very frequently, somewhat frequently, not too frequently, or not at all frequently?
Not at all frequently.
Thank you. Low connection speeds? Very frequently, somewhat frequently, not
at all frequently.
Thank you. How often would you say you use the internet? Almost all the time? Many times a day? A few times a day? Once a
many
day?
Times.
Many times a day? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Which of the following do you regularly use the internet for? For work? You could select all that apply, okay? For work?
Work, yeah.
Searching and applying for a job?
No.
Reading the news?
No.
Finding transportation information?
No.
Healthcare or telehealth services?
No.
Using social media?
Yes. Yeah.
Searching and or applying for benefits and resources for you and your family?
No.
Participating in local community?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Local, general internet searching?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. And which of the following do you regularly use to access the internet? A friend, remember this, you can apply, select all the, that applies.
Just two devices.
Okay.
My phone and a laptop that I have.
Okay. Because I was going to read, this is of places that you could use the internet. So you don't go into any other places?
No, I don't. I mean, I go to work.
Okay, so I was going to read out a friend or a family member's home. Does that apply?
Yeah, if I happen to be there and I happen to
okay.
go on social media.
A workplace, you
yeah.
said? A public space such as a park or government building?
No.
A library or community center?
No.
With free Wi-Fi, city free Wi-Fi network?
No.
A business such as a restaurant, cafe, or bookstore?
No, not regularly.
Okay. School, college, or university?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And how frequently would you say you use the City of Boston's WIC free Wi-Fi network, which allows you
never.
To connect? Never? No, not at all. Have you heard about the affordability connect? Connectivity Program, ACP, that provides discount internet services for low-income households?
No, but I think that's wonderful.
Okay. Does everyone in your household have access to the devices they need to meet their everyday needs for internet use? Computers, smartphones,
yes.
Tablets? Okay, thank you. Which of the following devices do you use regularly to use the internet? Cell phone, laptop,
yeah.
Tablet, iPod yeah. device? Okay.
Cell phone,
desktop,
laptop, tablet, no desktop.
No desktop, thank you. Which of the following best describes the laptop you use to access the internet most often? Provided by Tech Goes Home, provided by Child School, We Own the Laptop, provided by the Public Library Long-Term Lending Program?
None of those. It's provided by my job.
Do you own your own laptop?
No.
No? Okay. You said your job, right?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. And how confident would you feel using the internet for each of the following? Would you say you feel very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident, searching and applying for a job?
Confident, very confident.
General internet searching?
Extremely, whatever the highest one is.
Thank you.
I'm very consider literate, so whatever the, you know, pretty much all of those. I don't have a lot of time, so I'm trying to rush through this. If you have
okay, it'll be. We're halfway through. We'll be done shortly. I'll go as quick as possible. Healthcare and teleservice.
Yeah, I feel pretty confident using it for anything. So should stay pretty confident on all of them.
Okay,
but
I'm just not allowed to skip any questions, ma'am. I'll make it as quick as possible. Okay, I'll read them. Just let me know how you feel about them. You said applying for benefits for you and your family. Do you feel very confident? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Participating in local community?
This is if I would do these things. I don't have to do those things.
No. Let's say how confident would you feel using the internet for each of the following?
Yeah, that's a stupid question, but go ahead.
Transportation information?
Yes, very confident.
Thank you. Have you ever taken any class to improve your digital skills? These could be computer skills, navigating the internet, you know, certain programs.
No, I teach those classes.
Oh, okay. You said no, right?
No.
Okay, thank you. Would you be interested in taking digital skills training if there was one offered free of charge?
Thank you.
How concerned are you, if at all, about internet safety? Would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not at all concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Which of the following are you concerned about? Select all that apply. That I could be tracked or surveilled. That I or a loved one could get scammed or tricked. That my data could be stolen and used without my consent. Both of those, you said? And
all
the one
that
surveilled? Okay. That I or a loved one could be harassed or be abused online?
Yeah.
Thank you. Do you use any tools or resources to stay safe online? Yes or no? Thank you. Which of the following tools do you use to stay safe online? Password manager, dual authenticator, antivirus software?
Dual authenticator.
Okay.
Dual authenticator, antivirus.
Firewall, Secure Boston.
Yes, firewall.
Okay, thank you. How frequently do you use the City of Boston's website? Would you say it's more than weekly? I'm sorry?
Very infrequently.
Okay, so would you say less than a month?
Oh, yeah. It's only when I need information.
When you use the City of Boston's website, how well does it work for you? Would you say it's very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not well at all?
Very well.
Very well. Thank you. Now, these last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Okay. We're just done. We're like about 2 minutes. How many people, including yourself, are currently living in your household?
Two.
Thank you. How many children under the age of 18 are currently under your household, live in your household?
Zero.
Thank you. Do you live in an affordable housing?
No.
What languages are spoken normally at your home?
English.
Thank you. And were you born on the island of Puerto Rico in the mainland United States or in another country?
United States.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes you? Heterosexual, straight, gay or lesbian, bisexual?
Yeah. Heterosexual.
Thank you. And are you a transgender?
No.
Thank you. And did you serve on active duty in the U.S. Armed Forces? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And do you identify as a person with a disability?
No.
Thank you. And do you belong to a North American indigenous, native, or tribal group?
No.
Thank you. And do you receive or take part of any of the following government programs, SNAP, supplemental nutrition, social security income?
No.
WIC, women, infants, and children?
No.
Mass health, Medicaid?
No.
And SSP?
No.
Okay. Okay, none of the above. And where were you formerly incarcerated? I'm sorry.
No.
Thank you. Okay, I believe this is the last question. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me whenever I get to the category that contains your income. Okay, it's just a category. You can stop me wherever I...
I'm not going to say.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much for taking the survey. Your responses are very important. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Have a great day.
You're welcome.